It's time for our classic Tuesday feature. It's Book of the Week, and this week we have Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm so good.
What's been happening in the land of books?
Oh, you know, it's just they keep coming. There's just books everywhere. It's great fun.
They never stop.
They never stop. I've got a wild book to review for you today. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to manage it because it feels like it's almost indescribable, but I'll give it a go.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's by a Wellington author called Sasha Stromash. I hope I'm saying that right, but I'm sure I'm not. It's called The Dawn Hound. And it was actually, like, it's quite new out, but it was actually first published back in, like, I think late 2019 or early 2020.
Right, okay.
And he kind of self-published it after having written it, and they struggled to find a home for it, and eventually him and his mate, like, decided that they would self-publish it, and so we had it at Scorpio, like, you know, a couple of years ago, had a couple of copies, and it was great, but a small print run, you know.
Yeah.
And then it got nominated for the biggest kind of sci-fi and fantasy award in New Zealand.
Right.
And then it won it, and then it got picked up by a American publisher who has sort of given it a re-edit and offered him like a three-part book deal for it, which is just incredible. Like,
oh my god, that's dreams come true type stuff.
Exactly, like what a roller coaster. He wrote a really fascinating article about like that kind of journey which is on the spin-off, and it's and so now we have this book that's kind of being published much more widely, and it's only like I didn't hear about it back in 2020, but now I've got a hold of it and I've been reading it, and it's wild. It's the coolest thing. It's about a cop, and it's a fantasy. And I'm pretty new to reading fantasy.
Right.
It's not my usual genre, so it was a real step into the unknown for me. It's set in a kind of a port city, and it's about a cop who's got a bit of a drug problem, a bit of a criminal past. And she's been recently demoted to night patrol because her lifestyle choices have been discovered when she was found at a gay club.
Oh,
so that's
right.
Who we're dealing with here. And this is all like on the back of the book in the first 100 pages. Like, I'm not spoiling anything by giving this much detail.
Okay.
She stumbles across a dead body while she's on patrol, and then is almost immediately killed, and then is resurrected by this kind of weird, life force magic stuff.
Right.
Bear with me. And then is roped into this world of queer pirates. It's the coolest thing. It's wild. That's all within the first, like, bit. And it's like this. It's a mystery. There's a lot going on in terms of like the kind of the world. The world building is just like incredible. He builds this incredible, world that is so imaginative. It's so beyond kind of. It defies description. Lots of people have described it as like a fever dream, and it really does feel like you can't stop to kind of go, oh, what's that bit of technology I've just been introduced to, or whatever. You just have to go with it. You just have to, like, it's like getting on a roller coaster and then being like, okay, I'm going to barrel through and it's going to come together. And it does. It starts as you read. It starts to make more and more sense. You get a real sense of place and time and all of this incredible technology. It's action-packed. It's mysterious and strange. And it's totally... totally wild.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and the coolest thing about it, I think, is for a New Zealand perspective, is so the author's Māori, and he just builds in so much of, like, Te Ao Māori, and it kind of borrows from all of these different cultural places.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
When you, Yeah, so when you're reading it, you're like, you're recognizing all of these different things. Like, they talk about tikanga, but it's like as part of this new world that he's created.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, it's so cool to see that and then to know that it's being published on like an international stage.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The American readers are just going to have to go with it as well. Like, yeah, it's awesome.
Would you have to be like a fantasy fanatic to really get into it?
I don't know. I mean, as I said, I haven't really read fantasy before.
Right.
It's not really my thing. And but I read a bit about like how the book came to be and was fascinated by it, and so I thought I'd give it a go. And to be fair, I spent the first few chapters being like, what is happening?
Yeah, right. I
cannot. But the writing is just so immersive that you just get swept up in it. And so, I think that if I'm managing, I guess other people would too. But definitely, I imagine for fantasy fans, it's even more of a treat to read.
Yeah, wow. I have to say, I'm liking the sound of this. Gay pirates seems to be a bit of a theme at the moment
because
Taika Waititi has just done that show about a bunch of gay pirates as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's very different pirates, but it's the pirate thing coming back, I guess.
Yeah, and like if we all make them gay, I'm so okay with that.
Yeah,
like,
then let's just go for that.
Yeah, yeah, more of it. I say
more please. Yeah.
So if people want to read this book, where can they find Scorpio Books?
They can find Scorpio Books at the BNZ Centre, which is in town. You can get to it from Cashel Street or Hereford Street or Colombo Street. Very accessible. And we've got our little kids' store too, Telling Tales, which is just in the same spot.
Which has the coolest giant tree in it.
Yes, and the leaves keep changing colours with the seasons. It's the most magical.
Oh, really?
Thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And we've got lots of cool activities going on in Telling Tales for like the school holidays and kids' festivals.
Ah, yes, cool.
Young people in your lives, you can take them along. And there's like a little scavenger hunt in store, and there's a reading challenge. There's lots of cool prizes. It's good times.
Well, that is so wholesome. Thank you so much, Ray, for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Hey, look, try stay dry today. It's a nasty one out there.
It is.
Right, bye.
Thanks so much. See ya.
Oh, love Ray. I love the team at Scorpio Books. They are just the loveliest.